Basics of medicine handling. Policies and procedures. All organizations have policies and procedures to cover various activities. The difference between a policy and a procedure often confuses. Generally, a policy is a guiding principle used to set direction within an organization, whereas a procedure results from a policy. It is the how you do it in practice, such as a series of steps to be followed as a consistent approach to accomplish a result. Policies exist to promote the safety and well-being of service users and the safe practices of all care workers. The culture of the care establishment should always be reflected in its policies. Staff working in any care setting should be aware of the policies and procedures they must follow at all times. Policies and procedures ensure that an organization will meet its legal and statutory obligations. ID work activities are carried out to national requirements and within the confines of the law. Work activities are carried out consistently, no matter who is undertaking the activity. There is a requirement for all individuals working in a social care environment to be aware of local work-related policies and procedures and act within the constraints and guidance they provide. You must locate and read your organization's policy and procedure for administering medicines. Whilst all policies and procedures relating to medicines will, in general, be quite similar in terms of content, there will always be differences of which you must be aware. Purpose of policy. The policy seeks to formalize the management of medicines within care environments and reflect the National Minimum Care Standards requirements published by the Department of Health. The such policy applies to all workers caring for service users in social care settings. Medication policy ensures an efficient and safe medication administration service for service users. Adherence to national requirements and legislation. Protection for the care worker against a charge of negligence if something goes wrong. Policy principles below is a set of broad principles relating to the control, handling, and administration of medicines. You are likely to find most of these in your organization's policy. Adult service users have the right to manage and administer their medicines to maximize independence and retain control over their lives. This is subject, however, to risk assessment. Some adult service users following risk assessment are deemed unable to manage their medication without assistance. Everyone involved in a service user's care ensures that their medication is managed appropriately. However, the primary responsibility for the prescription and management of treatment rests with the doctor in consultation with other care team members. The registered manager might appoint one or more senior care workers as a designated person responsible for administering medicines to service users deemed unable to self-medicate, following risk assessment. Designated persons must be appropriately trained and assessed as competent before undertaking this role. Action to be taken if a medicine administration error is identified. Administration of medicines will be delivered to respect the service user's individual rights, dignity, privacy, and cultural and religious beliefs. Information should only be shared on a need-to-know basis and, wherever possible, with the informed consent of the service users and their representatives. Medicines will be managed by individual care plans and the Medicines Administration Record, MAR. Medicines dispensed for the use of one service user must never be given to another. This applies equally to wound dressings and nutritional supplements, for example. Medicines must always be given at the dose prescribed, never more or less, unless directed in writing by the doctor or prescriber. Under no circumstances must out-of-date or expired medicines be used. Procedures. Adult service users must be encouraged to retain, administer, and control their medication within a risk management framework. Any procedure for the administration and control of medicines should cover the receipt, recording, storage, handling, administration, and disposal of medicines, to which all staff must comply. It is essential that you are aware of the requirements of your local procedures, particularly concerning the receipt, disposal, and destruction of medicines. Security of medicines, including storage and the possession of keys. Administration and handling of medicines, including the management of errors. Recording of the administration of medicines. Designated and appropriately trained staff must administer all medicines, including controlled drugs. Another designated, appropriately trained member of staff must always witness the administration of controlled drugs and countersign the medicine's administration record. A unique feature of recording related to controlled drugs is that the balance remaining must be recorded and signed for every time a dose is administered or wasted. Procedures relating to the administration of medicines. All procedures will usually cover a range of healthcare tasks. These activities should refer to IN self-administration, including the process of what to do if it is deemed inappropriate for a service user to do this. 5. Requesting medicines, how these are obtained and obtaining emergency supplies of POMs. 5. Use of non-prescription medication, what is stored, and the criteria for administration. Every care establishment must have a written procedure in place for the administration of medicines, which should include the need for the following. A careful check of the service user's identity must be made before administering any medicine. A clear explanation of what is to be administered and consent obtained. Verification of any sensitivities or allergies, which are checked and recorded. Checking of the service user's medicine's administration record to confirm the name and dosage, ensuring that the medicine has not already been administered. Identification of the appropriate medicine containers, checking that the labels and records match. Any discrepancy will be checked with a proper health professional before administration. Where a label becomes detached or illegible, the right health professional should be contacted for advice. The dating of when containers were first opened, this is good practice. Medication administered by any special instructions, for example to be taken after food. The administration record to be signed immediately after the medicine has been given. Recording the number administered where there is a choice, for example, 1 to 2 tablets or 250 to 500 milligrams. Recording all refused or non-administered medicines, stating the reason via the code applicable to the system. Only designated and suitably trained staff to administer drugs. It is good practice to have a list of staff authorized to handle and administer medicines, with the signature they will use on the medicine's administration record. Principles of safe and appropriate handling. We have identified 8 core principles relating to the safe and appropriate handling of medicines. These apply to every social care setting. 1. People who use social care services have freedom of choice about their provider of. People who use social care services have freedom of choice concerning their provider of pharmaceutical care and services, including dispensed medicines. In relation to medicines, this means choosing to look after and take their own medicines with help and support from care staff. Care staff only give medicines with the person's consent. People are included in decisions about their own treatment, for example, whether or not to have an annual flu vaccination. People have a say about which pharmacy or dispensing doctor supplies their medicines. The social care service accommodates personal and cultural preferences. Care staff know which medicines each person has, and the social care service keeps a complete account of medicines. Medicine records are essential in every social care service. If you look after medicines for the people you care for, at any given time, you should be able to identify the medicines prescribed for each person and how much they have left. Even when care staff do not routinely give medicines, it is important to know the following. Whether the person has any medicines. What are the medicines, and how should they be taken? What conditions the medicines are intended to treat? Care staff who help people with their medicines are competent. In social care settings, people who are unable to manage their own medicines are entitled to have someone who is adequately trained and knowledgeable to give medicines to them. Only staff who have been given appropriate training and demonstrated competence should do this. Care providers are responsible for assessing a care worker's competence to give medicines to those they care for. Medicines are given safely and correctly, and care staff preserve the individual's dignity and privacy when they give them medicines. Safe administration of medicines means that medicines are given to avoid causing harm to a person. Only give medicines to the person they were prescribed for. People should receive the right medicine at the right time and in the right way. The care provider must also support care workers by written procedures that determine how to give medicines. It is good practice to monitor that care workers follow these procedures. Some medicines, such as methotrexate, need special care to protect the person giving the medication. Every effort should be made to preserve the dignity and privacy of individuals in relation to medicine taking. This means being tactful and sensitive. For example, asking about bowel and bladder function should always be handled discreetly. Do not shout across the room so that everyone can hear. It also means keeping personal medical information confidential. For example, a person's medicines administration record, MAR, should not be kept where everyone can see it. If efforts are not made to preserve the dignity and privacy of the individual about their medicine, that person can be humiliated, and others can be embarrassing. This can affect the person's emotional security and stability and, in turn, their behavior. It is a key indicator of the quality of the relationship between the carer and the person being cared for. Medicines are available when the individual needs them, and the care provider ensures that unwanted medicines are disposed of safely. People expect that the medicines a doctor has prescribed will be available when they need them. In residential care, it is important to retain only those medicines that the current residents need. When a care service is responsible for requesting a supply of medicines, it is up to the manager to ensure that there is a system in place to get them in a reasonable time frame. Where care workers visit the person's home, they may need to clarify who will be responsible for requesting repeat prescriptions, the person or a relative, unless this forms part of the care package. Continuity of supply of medicines for ongoing treatment is essential. In order to do this, arrangements with a local pharmacy or dispensing doctor should be made in advance. This situation is more likely in a care home, but when care is given in the person's home, the care worker may need to prompt the person or their relatives when medicines run out. However, out-of-date, damaged or part-used medicines that are no longer required should be disposed of safely so that they cannot accidentally be taken by other people, particularly children, or stolen. Medicines are stored safely. Medicines need to be stored so that the products are not damaged by heat or dampness. They cannot be mixed up with other people's medicines. They cannot be stolen. They do not pose a risk to anyone else. A good rule of thumb is that medicines must be treated as valuables. Just because many people do not have to pay for their medicines does not mean they have no value. The social care service has access to advice from a pharmacist. Care workers handling medicines should ensure that they have access to a pharmacist's advice. Pharmacists are experts in medicine. Every pharmacist has several years of university education concerned with drugs. Pharmacists know how medicines work in the body and also understand practical problems. Pharmacists can find out a lot of information and respond quickly to your questions. Every care setting should ensure that it has the contact numbers for its local pharmacy and a named person to contact. Medicines are used to cure or prevent the disease from relieving symptoms and not punish or control behavior. Medicines should not be used unnecessarily to sedate or restrain people. This has been referred to as a chemical cosh. This principle is closely related to principle 1 regarding choice. The medicines that have the side effect of sedating people are essential in treating diseases, for example, epilepsy. In such cases, the care workers need to support the person and give medicines as the doctor prescribes. Explicit instruction about when the treatment should be given will support care workers, especially if the direction is to take when required. Prescribing medicines is the responsibility of healthcare professionals. This process is abused if healthcare professionals are pressured to prescribe medicines purely for the convenience of the care service instead of clinical necessity. Thank you. See you in the next lesson.